Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 176. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic underscore Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy, Brady's right-hand man.
Brady's, yes, right-hand man.
What up, G? Congratulations on your win, first of all. Wow. That was such a great game, dude.
The second half was such a great
game. Holy fuck.
And I was...
Scared?
I was scared. I doubted Brady.
His
ability to come back 25 points. And
he's a stud.
Wow.
He's a stud. His boys are studs. Edelman's a fucking beast, too, dude. And even the Falcons, though, like, wow, they looked good, dude.
They looked... You know what? I watched the first quarter. I'm like...
Wow.
There's no way they could keep this up for four quarters. Like, the defense. Yeah. Like, they're playing insanely... They're good.
Yeah.
But you can't rush the quarterback for four quarters.
And they did, though, They got Brady a few times.
In the first quarter, the second quarter, and then they just stopped. They got tired.
Yeah, that's what it was, dude. Like, they made a lot of fucking mistakes. They should have kept running the fucking ball.
We got, like, three holds in a row. And they were holds when you looked at it.
Yeah, they were, dude.
And what happens when you're holding? You're holding because you're tired.
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
So.
And they pretty much were broke by the end of the game, dude. It was such a great game, dude. And not to take anything away from fucking Brady again, dude. He's the greatest fucking quarterback.
He's the greatest.
Yeah.
And everyone still hates him, except for everybody at my school now.
I still hate his guts, man.
Everybody, Brady's the best. What the fuck
he proved it, man. He proved it. So, man, again, congratulations. Again, the final score was 34-28.
Yes.
In overtime. Super Bowl with an overtime. It was a great game, man. What'd you do? You saw it with your pops?
I saw it with my pops. They gave me so much shit the first quarter. Yeah, they're fucking nagging me and my sister yelling at me and...
In your face, kid.
In your face, fat piece of shit.
Your dad. Awesome.
My dad.
Love that, man.
I feel sorry for your parents.
I went to one of my... idiot. I know, right? I went to one of my homegirl's house, dude. She had a Super Bowl party, so just fucking chilled. I got fucking hammered, dude. I'm hungover today. Still hurting, dude. But it was good. The company was great. The food was great. And it was good game.
Nice.
Great game, dude. Did nothing exciting besides that this weekend?
We bought... new shoes and I got a haircut and pretty lazy weekend. We cooked a lot, so Margo cooked. I just ate. So we did a lot of it was fun. It was our late Sunday, so okay. I was tired.
Right on, man. Well, I'm just hurting. Anyways, dude, let's get on with the show, dude. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Yes.
Episode 76, we named Ménage à Moi. We hit Twitter love shoutouts. We hit what the fuck news? Fourth grade students allegedly plotted to kill teacher. We hit Florida mom, drove with son on hood of car. We hit man held woman at gunpoint, tattooed slut on her back.
I do remember that, right? I hope he spelled it right.
I know, right, dude? Slot. We hit sex talk, sex facts, 13 reasons every woman should masturbate regularly. We hit comic talk, comic news, and what's going on? We hit comic review, Star Wars number 1, Guardians 3000 number 4, All New Captain America number 3, Copperhead number 5. I miss Copperhead, by the way.
They stopped making it, right?
Yeah. Shield number 4, and 10 Grand number 12, dude.
Oh, you love 10 Grand.
I loved that. That was such a good self-contained story. That was like a 12-ish arc, so I'm pretty sure that was the last of it, dude.
I wish they would do that a little bit more.
12 issues, just quick kill.
They did it with Vision. They did it with 10 Grand. Mm-hmm. It just seems like that's a year worth of content.
Yeah, and pick up the trades for those. And yeah, dude, I totally agree. They should do that more often, dude. All right, dude. Twitter love, we hit Lupe Orozco hit us up, dude, on Facebook. She says, whatever you guys did, it sounds 100% better. Props to the equipment, man.
Facebook. That was me now, I guess.
That would be you, dude.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
And yeah, it sounds a lot better, dude.
Sergio.
Yeah. and then we hit up, I put a picture of us up last week of you and I recording, and we got a lot of love on that fucking picture, dude. But one of my homegirls, Mai Tai for me, please, on Instagram, she says, I posted up that picture, and I go, yeah, we're all right sometimes. Mm. She says, it was fucking dope. What did she say, dude? She said, a little too honest, and her response was, I think you're a little past too honest. You're straight up savage. Huh. And then she says, and by the way, trust no girl that doesn't watch porn. If they say they don't like it, they're lying or just lame, dude. So, yeah, I agree with that. And then last one's going to be our boy Eric Lopez on his His new podcast, dude, he says thanks for the shout-out that we gave him last week, dude.
Cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, very cool. And we got hooked up. We put on our passes for WonderCon.
WonderCon and Long Beach.
And we got Long Beach. Yeah.
Got Long Beach. In for that we're one. Still waiting for WonderCon.
Yeah, yeah. Should we're be no problem. Probably going to get in anyway. Sweet, sweet. Yeah, I have the links if you need anything, any other information, dude.
Where do you put it? It's all taken care of.
Yeah, I can copy paste it and send you the email, and that way you can copy paste. I can probably do it for you too, dude, but sweet, yeah. Sweet. All right, man. Let's see what we want to talk about. Oh, let me tell you a story. I guess the only thing I did Saturday, dude, I went to go recycle. I had the day off from both jobs. So Saturday, I got a phone call. What's up? It's Pablo.
Oh.
Miss that guy, dude. Hits me up. I'm like, dude, what time are you off work? He's like, I'm out like at 3-4 o'clock or so. I'm like, dude, I have off today. We need to hook up. I haven't seen you in the longest time. I was trying, we were chatting, dude, and homeboy fucking this guy. He's like, I'll give you a buzz when I get out of work. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Fucking waiting. Hello? Someone call?
I felt stood up, dude. Damn. And he finally gives me a buzz about 7:30. And he's like, hey, this is cool if I still come by. He brings over 12 of Heineken, and we were just
playing
catch up, dude. I should have, dude. I didn't even think about
it, dude. Fucking love Paulo, dude.
And it was just good catching up with him, good seeing him. He's going through a few issues right now, but we were a lot of laughs, dude. We were talking about your first and only day at Amazon.
Oh, my God. That should be on the show, dude.
I wish, dude. God. I started recording our conversation after that one, but you had painted that picture so fucking great. He added so much texture to it on top of that. It was hilarious.
Did he say how he fucking blew out the tire?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, and then I tell Adam fucking to get the lug nuts off.
Dude, they would not come off.
Yeah, that's what you said.
And he couldn't take them off either,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He said he's it took like two of them to like...
Come on, man. Just take them off.
Stop being a little bitch, man.
And I'm like... I broke one of my nuts trying to do it. And
you got hernia, dude.
There was something we needed to do.
Yeah.
For it to come off.
He mentioned it that, was dude.
You had to have one door open and the other side door not open.
That's unheard of, dude. And that's what he said.
Unlocks.
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard of that myself, dude.
Fuck.
But he does say, what's up, dude. He said he listened to that episode, by the way, about that story. He said it was funny. He wasn't clowning on you, but just his side of the story was
It's okay, dude. Money. I deserve to be clowned.
It's money, dude.
You want me to walk where?
And then he's like, well, yeah, exactly. And he said he sent you up like, you're going to fucking find this fucking place. And he said it was like a maze to get into this complex.
There's a fucking giant lake. Like, it's in the center. What? Who the fuck lives there? It was insane.
So funny, dude. But he does say what's up. And just to catch up with him again, dude.
Damn it.
It was great, dude. We always have a thing where we can always pick up where we fucking left off. And apparently I've been working the second job for over a year now, almost a year and a half. I haven't seen homeboy in like 2 years, and if that's the case.
Fuck.
So again, to catch up with him, and we always have this saying we when we see each other, dude, like he's like, I really was, it was hard for me to call you up. So he had some stuff he wanted to talk to me about. And the compliment we always give each other, and it's a biblical thing, but it's, we always say iron sharpens iron.
Okay.
So, like, he's one of the constants. You, him, are my handful of best friends, dude. I love you guys. And, you know, to tell my boy, even him, like, I love you, man. I fucking miss you, dude. It was great. Like, it was good to see him. And even though he's not doing that great, being able to be there for him. And, again, iron sharpens iron. We keep cool. each other strong and sharp.
That's good,
dude.
Man. So, yeah, we do that.
Yeah, man. So, that's it, dude. I guess we can hit some articles, man.
Sweet, sweet.
All right, first one is going to be, let's see here. Totally lost everything. Okay, dude, this is going to be the first one we're going to hit. Dude, cartwheeling choir teacher arrested for indecent exposure. Associated Press.
Is it chick?
Yes.
Okay,
just she did came out. Okay. Go ahead. In Oklahoma, dude, police in northern Oklahoma say they've arrested a substitute teacher on an indecent exposure complaint after she reportedly did a cartwheel in front of students while wearing a skirt but no undergarments.
Ooh, the fucking cooch came out.
Just about, dude, yeah. The Pawhuska Police Department says a student recorded the incident on his cell phone. Good job to the kid.
Nice.
Police Chief Scott Laird says the incident reportedly happened during a high school choir class in Pawhuska, about 100 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. The substitute teacher, whose name was not or has not been released, was arrested Tuesday afternoon.
Wow.
So
she didn't do it on purpose.
No.
But she still got arrested?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I guess you can't show the beaver.
And then I...
Well, she didn't have underwear on.
She didn't have underwear, so she straight up flashed him for the most part.
Wow. I read an article...
Look what I can do.
I read an article about another school teacher mm-hmm. that She slept with three students, but will not be is won't be. She doesn't have to go under the sexual predator.
Oh, because I think we recorded. We spoke about that one. Yeah, and
they're all 17.
Yeah, and I guess in the war of it was
Texas.
Yeah, there is the law.
This chick was a 17. Slut, bro.
Straight up slut.
Took him to Africa, banged one of them, and then went on a hike with another one, banged him. And the one she banged in Africa got mad, jealous, dumps her, and then she banged some other dude.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy sluts, dude.
Wow.
This is when mom allegedly claimed daughter was kidnapped, so cops would find her car. Turns out the daughter was at a relative's house all along. How shady is this broad?
You need to find my daughter because someone kidnapped her with my car.
Yes.
Why didn't you say it was just fucking stolen her?
Exactly, dumb broad, dude.
She wanted it done like that. Yes, like, exactly. She's like 3 years old.
Yep, a woman in Columbus, Ohio is facing charges for allegedly filing a false report of a missing child just so officers would find her stolen car faster. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, dude.
She's 3 years old. She's diabetic. She needs her medicine. You need to find her now.
Idiot, you're fucking right. She told police that she put her 4-year-old daughter into the car and went back into her home to get another kid. When she came back out, the vehicle was missing. Authorities issued an Amber Alert in Central Ohio to find the missing girl. The car was found about a mile away from from where it was stolen, but no child was inside. Bradley Stroud, 22, was charged with grand theft auto, but the girl wasn't found until 911 dispatcher got a call saying that she was at her aunt's house, dude.
People steal cars still? I mean...
Yeah, it's a thing, I guess, man.
I mean, I know they do it a lot, but they can find your car so much easier.
Yeah, I know, dude. All right, man, this last one's going to be a quick kill, but Jesus shitless, dude.
Okay, I like Jesus shitless.
Washington woman stabbed date, intended to eat his heart in quest to become serial killer.
See, that's under special abilities and special... attributes on these dating sites.
Idiot, no kidding, right?
I
tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like eating hearts.
Idiot, I know.
What size is your heart? What blood type are you?
Totally, dude. Wow. And it's crazy, dude. So this one came out February 1st. A woman set up a date at a Linwood, Washington motel Sunday night with the intent of killing a man she met online and eating his heart, according to a police report obtained by KTLA sister station KCPQ in Seattle. Police arrested the suspect, identified as 24-year-old Amy Caroline Brown of Edmonds, on suspicion of first-degree attempted murder.
Wow.
Trip out after she allegedly stabbed the 29-year-old victim in the chest, the document stated. The victim, who police met at a nearby Walgreens after receiving a 911 call, told Linwood police officers he had met Brown on Craigslist, there you go, through a post seeking, quote-unquote, friendship and possibly dating purposes, but not sex, according to the Snohomish County Superform. After meeting in person, the pair ended up booking a room at the Rodeo Inn on Highway 99 in Linwood,
classy,
which he paid for.
Classy. Very classy. Right?
Totally. Brown then allegedly stabbed him in the chest, according to police, before he eventually broke free, got out of the room, and called for help. So, trip out on this.
Just sitting
dude.
On the bed. So, we got...
That's exactly what happened. Trip out on this. The victim told police they were lying in bed when Brown asked him multiple times whether he was a serial killer. He responded, no. And then she climbed on top of him and said, well, I'm a serial killer.
Wow.
Yeah, and she grabbed a pocket knife according to the documents. That's what went down, dude. He said there was no argument or altercation before she attacked him. Police found the suspect in the parking lot and detained her. A knife was found in her pocket according to the document. During an interview with police, Brown allegedly told an officer, I'm a loon, and said she planned to stab the victim to death.
I'm a loon?
She's a loon. Cuckoo puffs.
Wow. I mean, thank God it was a pocket knife.
True. Yeah.
I could just... Are you a serial killer? No, I said no already. No. Be honest. Are you a serial killer?
Serious shit.
Like she wanted him to ask her, like...
Yeah, right.
I'm not, but are you?
Crazy. Damn it, bitch. I said I'm not a serial killer.
This is kind of freaking me out. My dick's getting small.
I know, right, dude? She was extremely emotionless when she spoke to me about attempting to kill the victim. At one point, she was more concerned with missing work the following day than facing the possible consequences of an aggravated assault. The woman admitted to the officer who first detained her that she planned to eat the victim's heart after she killed him, according to police. She also said she aspired to become a serial killer and had already written a note to leave on his body explaining her plan to kill again.
Wow.
Wow, a judge on Tuesday set bail at $1 million. The victim was hospitalized for injuries, so he survived. Jesus shitless.
So am I going to be able to go back to work tomorrow at McDonald's because I got a bad shift to do.
Yeah, totally, man. Okay, that's all I got for that. I guess we can...
Don't date chicks off Craigslist.
That's the number one thing,
dude. What's that other dating site that's real popular?
There's a lot of them. Craigslist.
No, we're trying to stay away from Craigslist.
Yeah. Mingle. Match.com.
Match.com. You know, you see the picture. They don't do background checks.
Plenty of Fish. Women.
Plenty of
Bumble.
Just stay away from Craigslist.
Yeah.
These fucking psychos.
We always say that all the time, dude.
Man. I'm glad the guy didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope he learned a lesson.
No Craigslist.
No Craigslist, dude. Bring weapons with you.
I guess your first date now you have to fucking come prepared. You have to bring protection, literally.
I mean, like, how about we meet at the movies and then maybe go for dinner?
But no, if you hit it off.
Let's go fuck and then, oh, man, that's just
she's on top of you.
It's danger lights,
wouldn't that be like a red flag, though? Like, okay, bitch, you're kind of freaking me out now.
I said, bitch, are you serial killer?
Yeah, I'd straight up.
No.
You asked me 2 minutes ago, and I'm still not a serial killer.
You asked the fucking waiter, and he said no.
And you know, right, dude? Seriously, man. The bellhop, fucking, you asked him, bitch, what's going on? Yeah, dude. All right, man, that's all I got for now. Commercials, take your time on commercials, man.
Cool, man. You go ahead and go to the website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll find a couple banners. You see an orange and a black one. The orange one, if you're buying stuff on Amazon, go ahead and pick that up. Click on it and pick whatever you're going to pick up on Amazon. Anything they sell, fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little piece of that and it helps us out with the equipment and cons and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. And Sergio said he purchased a good amount. He normally does anyway, so thanks, Serge.
Thank you, Serge.
And everyone else that has jumped on, go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. You can go to Renegade Radio Network. We're there too. Just type in the Comic Syndicate. We're in Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, share the podcast more than anything. We're going to call it a quick show today, guys, but we will be right back with some comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, guys, we're back with some comic talk real quick for you. Adam, dude, let's hit some news real quick. Ben Affleck won't direct the solo Batman film.
I saw that.
Film.
So,
what you got?
I guess he doesn't like the way it's going, and I'm happy with that. You know,
I kind of am, too.
Let Geoff Johns deal with...
the writing aspect.
I don't know if he's writing it, but I know he's responsible for looking over...
Yes. The movie is more so.
I wonder if they butt heads and...
I don't know. I think he's just tired of the backlash he's been getting. I mean, he's not a bad Batman.
No,
Bruce Wayne is great too.
Bruce Wayne is awesome.
Yeah. I think it's just, again, see, people keep giving him shit. When's the script going to be ready? And
he came out with like two bomb. He bombed that two movies.
The last movie he made.
The last movie, the gangster movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's busy, man.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't hate it. As long as he's still acting as Batman. So he's going to bring that to the table still.
This might be better, too. That way he concentrates...
Yes, more on one thing.
On the character.
Yeah, as opposed to juggling fucking so many plates, dude. That's got to be a pain in the ass.
Right.
Writing, directing yourself, too. I mean, that's got to be a bitch, dude. All right, next one's going to be Rogue One's Diego Luna starring in Scarface reboot. Is it necessary? I like Diego Luna.
Wow, I don't think they should redo... The movie is so good and it has such a cult following. And
definitely.
I don't think it should be remade.
And even, honestly, not the best movie ever.
But you know what? I don't know why, but everyone loves it.
And it's a great...
It's okay.
It's okay. It doesn't hold up, I don't think.
No, I mean, there's so much... You know, the Chainsaw Massacre.
That one fucking...
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Say Hello to My Little Friends. Mm-hmm. I mean... I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah. I like Diego Luna. I don't know.
Which one's David Luna?
Diego Luna is the on Star Wars Rogue One. The guy who told her straight up, bitch, we've all done fucking
Oh, really?
That's Diego Luna.
I think Al Pacino is still going to be.
Yeah, they need to go to, for sure. Next one's going to be a rival screenwriter, Oscar nominee, writing Secret Valiant comic. So the writer who did Arrival, it's a great movie. I saw it last year. It was written nicely, and he's working on a fucking Valiant.
Are you reading any Valiant comics?
The last one I was reading was Eternal Warrior, which is pretty dope.
It was pretty dope. I'm trying to get into... the listeners that don't know, Valiant is like another company...
Publishing company. So there's the big three, which I guess the big two would be Marvel and DC. The big three, you can add Image in there.
And then you add all the other ones.
Boom Studios, PAL, yeah.
IDW.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. And the last one's going to be... I thought it was cool, dude. I love when this happens, dude. Brian Michael Bendis sends care package to young Spidey fan hit by a car. That was sad, dude. But
I saw that.
The little kid, like, his response to his sister was, "I'm okay because I'm Spider-Man."
Wow.
That's cool, man. So Bendis saw that on social media, and he sent him a care package, which is pretty
good. Bendis. And a lot of people don't like Bendis, but I love him.
Yeah, we love him, dude.
And he does well.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right, do you want to start it up, or do you want me to? I have several reviews, so it's your call.
Since the Super Bowl, I did one. You go start, I'll jump in.
Okay,
the
cool,
somewhere.
Man. I have been off my boy Nightwing for a while just because it was hard to fucking read so much, dude. But I finally got to read a batch of fucking Nightwing comics. The one I'm going to read, though, is going to be Nightwing number 9. Tim Seeley is the writer. Marcio Takara is the artist. And Marcelo Maiolo is the inker. Pretty much just starts off with Nightwing on a string of bad nightmares, dude. Every time he dreams, it's always about his friends dying on him and him helpless to help them out or, you know, he just witnesses them die all the time. So he really feels helpless, dude. So knowing something is wrong with Dick Grayson, Superman, which is the alternate Superman, visits him, dude. He tries to help him out as he's come across some readings about his dreams in particular. He's found out that a villain named Dr. Destiny is trying to scrape together all of Nightwing's thoughts and memories of his friends so that he can eventually take them out.
Oh, wow.
So it was really cool, dude. So Supes takes him to the fucking Fortress of Solitude of all places so that they can enter Dick's, like, dreamscape to combat this Dr. Destiny. He's like a BC character, dude. It's really cool, dude. He's like... Every time you do, you'll remember your friends because they all care about you, Dick. You know, so it's really cool because in this dreamscape now, he has no way to fucking combat this guy. He's getting his ass kicked. And Supes gives him some information like, dude, you're having these nightmares because Tim Drake is dead, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
And, you know, you've lost a lot of people in your life, but you're so much stronger. Everyone loves you, dude. So you got to be strong and don't think of your friends as a loss. As long as you always hold on to their memories, you know, they're always fucking there for you. So
that's cool, man. I mean, he's like a total opposite of Batman.
Oh,
and like,
definitely. Definitely.
The first Robin, right? And you kind of expect him to be, if you're trained by mm-hmm. someone, to be that someone. And he's, like you said, he's a lovable character.
Definitely.
He's a team player. It's... really cool to see Nightwing.
Yeah, definitely. And it was, again, having not read Nightwing in a while, it was good to be and read him and be like, that's fucking Dick Grayson, dude. Mm-hmm. And his character is just always awesome, dude. They end up stopping this supervillain in his dreamscape, I guess. And Batman doesn't fucking trust him because he's not our Superman. He mm-hmm. still has that, I don't trust this Superman guy. It's really cool because by the end of the issue, the Justice League is cleaning up the mess at this warehouse where the homeboy was at. And it's really cool because Batman's there. Justice League is there. He's like, I just want to thank you, Superman, for helping out my boy.
Batman said that?
Yeah, to Superman, which was really cool. And it was really awesome because it was like an acknowledgement, dude. And that's exactly what Superman says. He says, I think that was almost an acknowledgement. He's like, I got the Nightwing bump. And he's like, and Nightwing's like, the what? He's like, you vouching for someone is worth its weight in gold. It was true in my world, and it's true in this one. In fact, out of everyone I've met here, you're the least changed from the version I knew. Always confident, always kind, always cool. Dick Grayson, the multiversal constant. So wow. It was just like really nice compliment he gave him. So I really enjoyed that one. That was one of my books of the week, man. Go for it.
Cool. I read All New X-Men number 18 and. It was great. I'm not used to seeing Scott Summer like he is in this issue. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much useless all through the comic. I never really liked his character. But,
Young Scott?
Yeah, Young Scott. But he was always a good leader, mm-hmm. and this issue pushes this issue throughout the issue, like him being a leader and sacrifices mm-hmm. he's made. He knows that no one likes him, and it's not really his fault.
It's his future self.
Well, yeah, kind of, since everyone hates the older self. So, yeah. Which he's supposed to become.
It's still him, yeah, for sure.
He feels helpless in fights against the Inhumans. Every turn he makes, he's about to be KO'd and is saved by Iceman and by Magneto. And being saved by Magneto is just so wrong in young Scott's eyes.
Yeah.
He only knows Magneto he fought
as a supervillain
when he was with Xavier in the very beginning. In this issue, Scott has some kind of new human. Mm-hmm. Taking control of his body, and it's happy to give it back. Like, he said, you know what? I'm just gonna use your fucking body to get the fuck out of here, Scott. Just chill the fuck out. However, as Scott is not in control of his body, he finds out that the new human has taken control of Magneto before him.
Interesting. Okay.
And has left some of his memories. It's pretty cool because he's in his mind, and he sees this giant fucking Magneto helmet. He's like, "What the fuck is this doing here in my mind?"
Wow. Okay.
And he's like, "Whoa, I was in his mind, and then he's really fucked up." So yeah, I had to fucking jump quick.
So he couldn't handle fucking his thoughts. He
couldn't handle it. And these memories left behind, Scott sees what happened between Magneto and Frost. Okay. Haven't been up to in the closed doors. He finds out that the older Scott Summers was not killed by Black Bolt, but was killed by the Mist.
This Terrigan Mist.
Mist. And they lied to fuel this war.
Yeah, that's pretty much
the Inhumans. Scott has a new mission now, and that is to confront Frost and Magneto once he is free from this new human.
Dope.
He leaves, but it takes about a day for him to actually wake up.
Okay.
All in all, it was a great issue. We see a lot of what young Scott is going through and what it means to be Scott Summers, the terrorist.
Yeah. You know okay, I mean? Cool,
so
man.
It was a good issue.
Right on.
He's just thinking about stuff like, you know what? People think I'm fucking weak, but I'm more concentrated.
Yeah.
People think I'm a pussy, but I'm thinking the overall.
The bigger picture. Yeah.
See, that's what a leader is. So It was a really good comic.
Awesome, man. Okay, speaking of still young Scott Summers, dude, I read Champions number 4 and 5.
Ooh,
Mark Waid's the writer on that. Humberto Ramos, love his art. He's doing so great on this fucking title, dude. Victor Alawaza and Edgar Delgado are the inkers and colorists. It's really cool, dude. After helping with some women in a foreign country, the team's ship is attacked, which leads to some cool teamwork. I'm really liking this title because it's a bunch of young kids that normally don't work together. Trying to learn how to be a fucking team. And it's cool because the question keeps coming up. So who's the leader? And Cyclops is like...
This is number 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that cool conversation. And Captain Marvel is like, well, I put the team... Well, Ms. Marvel is just like, I put the team together, so I should be the captain, the leader. And then Amadeus Cho Hulk, he's like, no, I'm the strongest and smartest here. So it's really cool just to see a bunch of kids being fucking kids, but like... They want to help out, dude. And not just help out like a superhero level, but like literally help out on a bigger stage as far as fighting for people's rights and what's not right as far as going to this foreign country and helping women with their women's rights movement type of deal. So that Mark Waid is going into that territory is dope. So it was great to see the teamwork, and the art is lovely anyways. Issue number 5 was really good because now we see the team at... It's like a... Ooh, I forget what town it is. Anyways, dude, really cool how they go to a little town, and the sheriff of this town is a bigot, straight up. He's racist. He's a bigot, dude. And there it starts off with a house on fire in the beginning, and... The cop, the sheriff, head sheriff, he's like, "Ah, fuck it. They're a bunch of sand people. We'll take our time." It's bad. And the way it's written, dude, like, the expletives are scratched off.
Okay.
And he's being racist. Like, holy shit.
Wow.
So that they let Mark Waid get away with it, but it's bullshit that still happens in our society now, dude.
Yeah,
and more than ever. So, yeah. So it's really cool now, again, like I said, like, to see these kids not just fight terrorists, but, like, for today's rights, like, people.
Yeah, I mean, fighting for what the Avengers would think twice to fight, or like, oh shit, we gotta tiptoes here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to piss this country off, and then, you know, have to deal with the with the repercussions and shit like that.
Yeah, so, yeah. It was just really cool to see that, and the sheriff's right hand man is a good cop, but he's like, I can't take down the sheriff, like. Everyone fucking loves him. And the whole town is fucking full of fucking racist assholes and bigots. And so it's really fucked up.
Washington?
The South? I mean, we're really, right? Wow. I mean, so it was really cool to see that. And again, just the team, like, knowing, like, they can't punch their way out of situations all the time.
Oh, that's good.
So, and just them trying to, like, not dime out, but give even the sheriff's right-hand cop guy, you know, the confidence to be like, dude, you know it's not fucking right. You can take him fucking down. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the issue, he kind of grows balls, and he's like, all right, I have all this information on this asshole. Let's fucking put him away. So it was really cool, dude. And again, I like the kid aspect. I like all these characters. The way they're written, Miles and fucking Nova are on this fucking team. Their friendship is hilarious, dude. And like you mentioned last time, is like Nova's like egging it on, like, watch this. It was fucking hilarious, dude. So very cool, man. Those are two I read back to back. I did read Image. I read a Deadly Class, and I got one more review. Go ahead, man.
I'm not gonna review. I read it. The Batman, number I think it's 18 or something with Tom King, and it was pretty good. We're still trying to get Bane. We're still trying to get the psycho pirate, yeah. And Bane's getting closer to take this guy out, and they don't want to take him out because they need it for Gotham Girl. But there's a couple good scenes where they meet at a fast food place, all the Robins.
That's kind of cool, and it's Nightwing's fucking idea, like. All right, let's go to this Batman themed burger joint.
And it has like these little toys and shit like that. Yeah. I'll take the Joker meal size or whatever. And he's like, "You really? The guy's a fucking
that psycho." Was hilarious, dude.
So it's pretty cool that they, when you think about it, like they have figures and shit like that. And it was pretty cool. But he gets serious, like, you know what? I need you guys to get the fuck out of here. You do what you need to do.
Even that one scene is awesome. It's a burger joint. Fucking Bruce Wayne, of all people, eats fucking his burger with a knife and a fork.
Yes, dude.
And it's funny because Duke Thompson looks at him like, dude, like, what the fuck? Is this a fucking thing? Does he do that all the time? It's like, oh, you've never been to burgers with fucking Bruce before?
His butler has taught him well. And it gets serious when they start thinking about, he's like, you know, I don't want another fucking dead Robin.
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh, shit, you know, fucking Buzzkill Tim Drake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he takes off. Catwoman still wanted to be arrested. So, she takes off. And he pretty much, like, he told the team to stop. I don't want you here. And the team's like, you know what? Fuck that. We're going to still fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if... I sent a picture on Instagram. It has three guys hanging. And it says, I am Bane. And I don't think... There might be just people that look like him, like he hung.
The future of the Robins, straight up?
Well, I mean, I don't think these are the real Robins.
Yeah, they can't be. Yeah, looks like Dick Grayson, that looks like Damien.
And Red Hood.
And Red Hood, man.
So, three dudes that look like the Robins are hanging from the Batcave, and that's how we ended there. And that was pretty dark. So, I'm interested to see I Am Bane Part 2.
Nice, dude. And the Tom King, we love his work anyways. Dude, cool. I didn't like the first arc for some reason. I didn't like Gotham Girl or Gotham.
I think it was just different. Like you're coming from Snyder, and then maybe people are getting used to it.
Yeah. But the whole Bane story and him going to fucking his island, it was kind of cool. That kind of got dark too, mm-hmm. like you said, dude. So I like
it. Bangs are for like three issues.
Catwoman. Yeah. So. Last one I'm gonna hit, dude, is Silver Surfer Requiem number 3. This one is written by Michael J. Straczynski. He wrote 10 Grand, which Adam and I spoke about beginning of the show. His writing is fucking dope, dude. Assad Ribic is the artist. Again, it came out in 2008. This one was really cool, dude. In trying to enjoy the last of his time on Earth, he's visited by another old friend, which happens now to this time to be Doctor Strange, where he gives him a great line on why he wants to talk to him. He's like, he knows they're dying. A bunch of scientists, Reed Richards, Doctor Strange, are like, shit, we got to help out. Fucking see if we can find a cure for Silver Surfer. He tells him, some say a man can be measured by his enemies. Others say you know are known by the quality of your friends. If the mix of varied minds who have given every thought of your situation since they learned of it is any indication, then the quality of your soul is beyond any human measure. He's like, we're working on it. And it shows Professor X trying to work. Magneto trying to figure out fucking how to help him out. Silver Surfer, they thought Magneto could help out because his control over, you know, metal. And so it was nice to see that touch. And Reed Richards, everyone, and they all know, like, shit, there's nothing we can do. He gives him this little gift of flame, dude, and it's the knowledge of the world, all the world's greatnesses, the foolishness, the stories, the songs, the secrets, the truths, and it's, he gives it to him as a gift, like, so you won't forget us. And he always looks at Earth like it's his second home, dude. So it was really cool now. So he decides to take off, and he's like, I miss my home world. It's time for me to finally go back home. As he's out in space trying to get to his home, he gets called. We don't know what it is right off the bat. He's like, and he, it's this giant ship. And what it is two races of aliens, for the most part. And they are in a war. And they don't know why they're at war. But they just know that each of their beliefs are different. Both of their ideologies are completely different. And they think the other one's a bastard for not believing their religion or whatever it is. And it pretty much is religion, dude. So it's pretty much the elders of both of these races call him, summon him, really. And it's like, you're a herald of Galactus. He's like, nope, not anymore. I'm just a man now. I'm doing my job. Okay, so why did you summon me? It's like, well, we need you being all powerful. We want you to choose which one of us is fucking right in this fucking war. Shit. And it's really cool because the simple answer he gives him, he's like, I see both of your people. I see both of your fucking worlds. None of you guys are different than the other. You guys just have different beliefs. You guys don't need me to choose who's right or who's wrong. You're both right. You're both wrong. Like, respect each other's fucking ideals or your religions. So it was really cool. They sent him away. It's like, now, fuck you. That's not the answer we wanted. We wanted to know who was right. And it's really cool because these warring factions are technologically similar as far as they keep building weapons to combat each other. And this war has been going on for generations, which is really cool. Helped out. Okay, very cool. That actually sounds a lot better, dude. I'm glad that happened. So yeah, really cool help. Now Silver Surfer is like, and his homeboy's dying, dude. And there's like, no, get the fuck out of here. You wasted our time. And as he's about to take off, he's like, motherfuckers, you guys called me, pulled me over for this bullshit so you guys can still have your war continue. He starts blasting their fucking ships.
Oh, shit.
Takes them all down. Takes them all out, but he gets fucked up. Homeboy's dying already anyways, but they end up blasting him. They fuck him up, and it's just, we see him like, I don't know, dude. Very cool how he feels passionate about these, I don't want to say tyrants, but yeah, each of these elders are tyrants. They're like, kind of reminded me of the song BYOB from fucking System of a Down. Why don't presidents fight the war? Why do we always send the poor? And they're using the people as fucking pawns, as slaves, and to build a bigger army, and they're just fucking assholes, the people up in charge. Very cool to see him take everything out, and it was really cool, dude, because he even destroys, it's fucked up to say, but was a nice touch. They both made citadels, I guess churches, monuments, and he's like, both of you guys are wrong. He even destroys, like, their fucking churches. Jeez. Like, these are your fucking false gods. That's what you're fucking believing in. It's all a bunch of bullshit. It was fucked up, but the way it was written is he didn't do it just because, oh, I hate fucking religion. I hate your religion. Mm-hmm. It was to prove a point, like, you guys are no different than the other. So it was a nice fucking touch if you read into it. It was really cool, though, because it was just probably out of the first three I've read, this is probably the one that I loved the most so far. So there's a 4-issue arc. It's great. I'm liking it. I got one more review in. Michael J. Straczynski again, guys. So, yeah, check it out. Saad Riba, his art is always sick, dude.
Very cool, man.
What you got,
man? That's it for me.
All right, man. That's all I got to, man. All right. So, you guys can go to thecomicsnicket.com, thecomicsnicket.podbean.com. Subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Share the podcast more than anything. Big shout out to AC. Ayo, Mr. Big Geek on fucking Instagram and Twitter, I believe. He's going to go to WonderCon as well, dude, so we got to hook up with him.
Sweet, sweet, man.
Right, backyard, dude.
Backyard, finally,
dude. Love it, man. All right, you guys can find me at For The Villain on Instagram, Twitter, anywhere.
You can find me at Mem The Beaner on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, you guys, we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening and share the podcast.
Peace out.